It appears certain that Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor will be confirmed this week by the Senate. As of now, 8 Republicans have said they will join with Democrats to vote for Sotomayor. 30 Republicans say they will vote no.
We thought we'd see how this vote is stacking up compared with past nominees. And for that, we turn to attorney Tom Goldstein, who frequently argues cases before the Supreme Court. He started the popular Supreme Court blog called SCOTUS Blog. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
And if we end up seeing, say, 3/4 of the Senate Republicans voting no on Sonia Sotomayor's nomination, let's compare that with the past 2 Republican nominees from President Bush, John Roberts and Samuel Alito. How does the Republican vote shaping up now compare with Democratic votes for those nominees?
Well, there was broader support for John Roberts, who came across in his confirmation hearings as incredibly expert and very smooth and knowledgeable. The opposition to Sonia Sotomayor is going to look a lot like Democratic opposition to Sam Alito, who was the most recent nominee by President Bush.
And he got, I think, only 4 Democratic votes in the end.
Exactly. It's the rare exception of a senator from the opposite party that supported either Sam Alito or is going to support Judge Sotomayor.
Well, it's interesting, though, because if you look back at Bill Clinton's nominees, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, they both sailed through the Senate by far greater margins. The vote on Stephen Breyer was 87-9. For Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 96-3. What was different back then?
2 things were different. First, the politics were different. It wasn't as bitter a division in the U.S. Senate, which tries to be a pretty collegial institution. And second, President Clinton wasn't really trying to move the Supreme Court ideologically and consulted a lot with Republicans. And so he knew that there would be a lot of support when he named those particular justices.
But the feeling is, I believe, with Justice Sotomayor, that she would not tilt the balance of the court significantly from Justice Souter.
Right. Not only that, but also the caricature of her being extremely liberal is wrong as well. What we're looking at really here is political partisan wars between Democrats and Republicans. Same thing has happened with Sam Alito. It's not a genuine objection that the nominees are outside the box of what's reasonable. This is just the judicial wars having turned into like the fight over health care or the Iraq war.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, before the vote in the Judiciary Committee, took his fellow Republicans to task for politicizing the process. He ended up being the only Republican on the committee to vote to confirm Sonia Sotomayor. And he said he was going back to what we used to do around here, in his words, basing his vote on qualifications. Has that really traditionally been the standard? You don't look at politics. You don't look at, do I agree with what sort of point of view this judge may have on the bench? But is he or she experienced enough?
That's generally been true, although not always. The biggest ideological fight that's very famous is the confirmation battle over Robert Bork, who
right.
wasn't confirmed to the Supreme Court, and conservatives have always been extremely bitter about that. But in general, there was a wide majority for Justice Scalia, for example. You gave the examples of Justices Breyer and Ginsburg, and those were kind of better times, I think, where we didn't think of there being a Democratic Supreme Court nominee or a Republican one. We thought about good judges and justices.
Does it have also to do with how individual senators interpret their role to advise and consent? In other words, what does consent mean?
It does, although most of what's happened is that with the exception of a handful of Democrats and a handful of Republicans, in general, everyone seems to have gone in the direction of just opposing the nominees of a president from the other party. So it doesn't actually seem to have a lot of principle behind it. It's just become pure partisan politics with the courts the way it has with almost every other issue, unfortunately.
And we're also now seeing 2 Republican senators, Orrin Hatch of Utah and Charles Grassley of Iowa, who say they will vote no on a Supreme Court nominee for the first time in their long Senate careers.
Right. Those are senators who have a long tradition of caring a lot about the judiciary, but not being pure ideologues about it. And the fact that they've decided to kind of jump on the bandwagon as well of caricaturing her as an extreme liberal in the way that people unfairly caricatured Sam Alito, Democrats doing that, for President Bush's nominee is kind of a sad turn and is a bad sign of the direction in which this is heading.
Okay, Tom Goldstein, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Attorney Tom Goldstein is the founder of SCOTUS Blog. The full Senate is expected to vote on Judge Sotomayor's nomination tomorrow.